On behalf of Bishop Kelly, the priests, sisters, seminarians, and brothers, I would like to wish you a very blessed and Merry Christmas. Now, the epistle appointed to be read for the first Mass of Christmas is taken from St. Paul's epistle to Titus, chapter 2. Dearly beloved, the grace of God our Savior hath appeared to all men, instructing us that denying ungodliness and worldly desires, we should live soberly and justly and godly in this world, looking for the blessed hope and coming of the glory of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and might cleanse to himself a people acceptable, a pursuer of good works. These things speak and exhort in Christ Jesus our Lord. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 2. At that time there went forth a decree from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This first enrollment was made by Cyrenus, the governor of Syria, and all went to be enrolled, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his espoused wife, who was with child. And it came to pass that when they were there, her days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him up in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds watching and keeping the night watches over their flock. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood by them, and the brightness of God shone round them. And they feared with a great fear, and the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, that shall be to all the people, for this day is born to you in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly army, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of good will." Thus far the words of the Holy Gospel. For this day is born to you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends, tonight I would like to tell you about an ancient church in Rome and a sacred image of the infant Jesus. The ancient church in Rome is the Church of the Ara Coeli, located on the Capitoline Hill. Ara Coeli in English means the altar of heaven, and thus it is the Church of the Altar of Heaven. The church was consecrated by Pope St. Gregory the Great in the year 591. And since the year 1280, it has been in the care of the Franciscan Order. A venerable tradition recorded by the 16th century Roman historian Cardinal Baronius says that the church was built over the place where the Most Blessed Virgin Mary and the Christ Child appeared to the Roman Emperor Augustus Caesar on that first Christmas night. Augustus, as the tradition states, erected an altar to Christ in the capital with the title, "The Altar of the Firstborn of God." In the early 4th century, Constantine the Great, encouraged by his mother, St. Helen, erected a temple around the original altar built by Augustus. And then, as I mentioned, a church, the Ara Coeli, was built and consecrated in the year 591. And in a transept chapel of this ancient church, there still stands the original altar erected by Caesar Augustus, bearing an ancient inscription in Latin which reads in English, "Octavian built this altar when the offspring of heaven appeared to him." But what draws thousands of people to the Church of the Araceli each year at Christmas is the miraculous image of the divine infant Jesus, which image for centuries has been called the Santo Bambino, that is, the Holy Babe. The Santo Bambino is a famous wooden image of the divine infant that was carved by a Franciscan lay brother in the 17th century in Jerusalem. It was carved out of wood taken from the Garden of Gethsemane. And according to a pious tradition, the plain wooden image was miraculously painted by angels. It was decided that this holy image of the divine infant should be brought to Rome. But the ship, according to one author, that carried the sacred relic from Jerusalem was wrecked. And despite the extensive damage and destruction, the image was miraculously preserved. It was soon after brought to Rome and placed in the Church of the Araceli in the year 1647. There, writes this same author, it is greatly venerated in Rome and frequently carried to the sick for their consolation. Even miraculous cures are said to have been wrought by it. For the figure of the divine infant is robed in silk and diamonds. And each year, my dear friends, at Christmas, it is taken out of the safe in which it is kept. And the celebrant of the midnight mass at the Church of the Araceli, surrounded by clergy and numerous altar boys, carries the Santo Bambino in solemn procession to the high altar and places the sacred image of the Christ child above the tabernacle. Midnight Mass is then offered in all its glory and splendor. And after Mass, this sacred image of the Christ child is then carried in procession to a crib at a side altar, and there it remains until the Feast of the Epiphany. And for centuries, each year between Christmas and the Epiphany, thousands upon thousands of people visit the Church of the Araceli to venerate the miraculous image of the Christ child. Now, each year, my dear people, on Christmas night, in our humble chapel here, we too, as at the Araceli, solemnly process with an image of the Christ child and place it upon the tabernacle. And although our image of the divine infant is not miraculous, still, it is inspiring, it is consoling, and it is comforting. And I say this because this image of the Christ child in the procession and the ceremony, by these things we relive, as it were, the coming down from heaven of the Son of God, our Lord Jesus Christ, on that first Christmas night. The procession then with the image of the Christ child expresses his holy birth at Bethlehem and his infinite and most tender love for each and every one of us. And how, my dear friends, we need to know that he really and truly loves us. For we live at a time of darkness and distress. We live at a time when the hearts of men, for the most part, long for the things of the world and not for the love of their divine Savior, Jesus Christ. He and his divine teachings and holy commandments are rejected and despised by the greater part of men. And how we are often troubled with many things. We all have our share of pain and suffering, affliction and disappointment. For some of us here today, perhaps it is seeing our loved ones drifting away from God and the faith. For others, it is trouble in the home. For some, it may be suffering from sickness and poor health. And others from loneliness and abandonment. There is thus no family that is not afflicted in some way, nor is there anyone who is without his crosses. And yet, my dear friends, despite these things, we can have joy in our hearts. We can have a boundless joy. Because Jesus, the Son of God and our Savior, has come. For this day, the angels declared to the shepherd in today's gospel, for this day is born to you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. These words are among the most consoling words ever spoken to men from heaven. And these are the most consoling words because this divine Savior, this Christ the Lord, this divine infant loves us. He loves us with an immense love. He loves each and every one of us. We really do matter to him. We really are important to him. We mean more to him than the whole created universe. And how this divine Savior, how this tiny babe of Bethlehem longs to be loved by us. There are no words to describe it. How he longs to be important to us. How he longs to mean more to us than the created things of this world. And how he longs to be held by us in a warm embrace in Holy Communion. The shepherds saw him that first Christmas night in the manger of Bethlehem. And how, as some piously believe, the Most Blessed Virgin Mother allowed the shepherds to hold and embrace him that first Christmas night. But, my dear people, how good is God, and how wondrous our Catholic faith, that we this Christmas night truly look upon the divine infant Jesus and adore him. We approach him, we kneel before him, we receive him in Holy Communion. We thus hold him and embrace him in our hearts. And how much joy we give to him when that embrace is a warm and most loving embrace. May we ever love the divine infant Jesus And may we ever be comforted by this most consoling truth, that He loves us and He truly cares about us. And thus, in the words of a saintly priest, I pray for all of you this holy night that the little hand of Jesus bless thy year and the great heart of Jesus hold thee dear. And all blessed and happy things which the love of Jesus brings be thine until another Christmas is here. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you.